Captain's on the line. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Good morning. Good morning, Lee and Mark. How you guys doing?
Pretty good. Well, last I saw that Carolina had released you. Bring us up to date on what your status is with the NFL.
Oh, yeah. I'm just working out right now, trying to stay in shape and be ready, you know, for when a team calls. You know, I got a couple options. I'm just wearing my options right now, and, you know, I'll be ready. I'm sure as soon as training camp start, I definitely will be somewhere.
Yeah, and so I guess camps open up in about 2 weeks or so. Are you pretty confident that you'll be in one of those camps?
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure. I could have really, you know, been took a deal somewhere. But, you know, of course, you know, you want to be, you know, compensated for with stuff you didn't do it before. So you just don't want to take the first deal that come to you or things like that. So I've just been trying to take my time and, you know, work out and try to see what, you know, best fit for me, you know, best team that fit for me.
So you're resigned to playing again, and I was going to ask you, because you've been in the league like 9-10 years now and a terrific career to last that long, and I'm wondering mentally, do you ever think about retiring?
Oh no, not yet. I'm still young, you know, I'm only 31 years old. Got a lot of football left in me. This going on year 11 for me. I still feel young. I still feel, you know, energized, and I'm still chasing that ring. I still got love for the game. When I don't love the game no more and I'm getting tired of working out and doing things like that, that's when I hang it up. But right now, I still love the game. I don't mind working out, and I'm still chasing that ring.
Cap, you and I both know you look good in black and gold, sir.
That crossed my mind before, too. So we don't know. We'll see. You know, they do play against Carolina twice a year, so we definitely will see.
Tell me about the camp coming up soon, the Captain Munderland camp.
Oh, yes, it's July 20th. Definitely coming up. I'm doing it at Sage Park from ages 5 to 17, from 8 to 12. It's a free football camp. You know, kids can come out and enjoy themselves. I can't believe it's the 10th annual. I've been doing it for a while now. So it's definitely the 10th annual Captain Munderland football camp. And I'm very excited, man, just to come back and give back to the community like I always do. And just put some smiles on the kids' face and let them know anything is possible.
Their smiles can't be as big as yours, though. You've had one of the biggest smiles in the NFL. Let me ask about the camp. Any of your former pros coming down to work with you?
I really didn't reach out to a lot of people because I know it's so close to training camp and things like that. So I didn't reach out to a lot of people. You know, I got some, you know, my high school friends and some guys who's from local, you know, coming in and just to help me out and do things like that. But, you know, it's just for the kids, man, just to show them, man, that like I said, man, anything is possible. It's the 10th annual, so I'm excited for it. And I'm excited just to come back home and give back to the kids.
Captain, as a veteran of the league, and as you said, 10 years, and there's all these reports now down the road, the NFL, the Players Association, can they get together and get a new contract? There's talk of there may be a stoppage and so forth. What's your reaction? What's your feel for what's going to happen?
I think they're going to get it done. I think they're going to come to a common ground and definitely get it done. And so it won't be a lockout like it was like in 2011, 2012, like. I think they're really going to come to an agreement and get it done. But it's tough, man, because you got, you know, guys want more guaranteed money. I remember when the lockout happened the first time, you know, guys was complaining about rookies coming in, you know, making $50 million, you know, when you're the first pick, making $50 million, and you got 38 guaranteed. And guys was complaining about that, you know, why the young guys getting paid so much. So now it's going to be, you know, different issues. So, you know, it's definitely different issues, but I definitely think they can, you know, iron them out and get everything ready so it won't happen like it did last time.
If your player rep came to you and said, Captain, what do you think the biggest issue is, what would you tell them?
The biggest issue is probably the guaranteed contract. You know, guys, they want, you know, guaranteed contracts. You know, this game that we play is very tough, it's very rough. And, you know, one play, you can, you know, it can end your career, you know. So guys are really thinking that we need more guaranteed, you know, contracts. But if you look at over the years, you look at some of these quarterbacks' contracts, you know, like Aaron Rodgers, Kirk Cousins. You look at some of these deals like Matt Ryan. Like, wow, you know, they almost got basketball contracts. because their money is guaranteed. So not guys are pushing for different positions to get guaranteed contracts like that. If you look around, no guys like play defense or, you know, like that, that they got guaranteed contracts. You know, they always look at, they give you, you know, if you sign a $100 million deal, you might get, you know, 40 to 50 guaranteed. But you, when you're a quarterback, you sign a $100 million deal, you're getting almost all of it guaranteed. So guys were probably trying to push for more than that and things like that, man, like guaranteed contracts. I think that's the biggest issue.
Captain, I can't thank you enough. Again, the camp is coming up and people can still register. Give us the details again.
Oh, yes, sir. It's still coming up. It's on July 20th. It's going to be at Sage Park from 8 to 12, the free football camp. It's the, you know, the Captain Munderland football camp. I don't know if registration is still open or not, but if they still want to come out, man, you know, I'm welcome to take any kid if they want to come out and learn and want to work hard. You know, we work hard, and I just want to, you know, pull my knowledge of the game and to those kids and just give back to my community, man. You know, show them that, you know, I'm still around and I'm still going to do my camp no matter what my situation or anything. So I just want to come back and get back to my community.
We'll keep in touch with you. Hopefully you'll hook on with a team and we'll get you right back on here.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lee. Mark.
Cap, 2 hours away. They play indoors right down the road. Black and gold looks good at home. It's intimidating. You know that, right? Black and gold is intimidating when you walk into a stadium, right?
Oh, yeah. That stadium is definitely loud. You know, like I said, my options are still open. You know, I wouldn't mind that. Now, they do have a good team. They got a very good team, and they definitely have a shot to make that Super Bowl run. So that's what I'm looking for. You know, a team that got a shot to make that Super Bowl run. And so I can go out there and try to win me a championship, man.
Good food. I mean, crawfish, seafood, beignets. All right, man. Hey, we appreciate it. Best of luck. We'll be in touch.
Yes, sir. Thanks.